Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 150 with Amanda Peard. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 7th of January 2024. And welcome to this first programme of 2024, and thanks to those who wished me better after last week's show. My cough hasn't gone, but I feel able to talk for longer now, so hopefully we'll have all the usual info today. I have chosen the letter G as the theme this week, and we are going to start, appropriately for many this last week, with Gale Force Wind, the 8x32 bar jig by Derek Haynes, devised in 1996 and adopted by the RSCDS for the third graded book to introduce set and link and amends chain in jig time. One set, cross right, and ones and twos set and link so the ladies face out. Ones and twos men's chain, ones dance half figures of eight, lady up, man down, three couples turn partner for four bars and open out for six hands round and back. George Meikle and Gordon Simpson recorded for the RSCDS, but Nicol McLaren had already recorded it twice, so we will hear him with the Glen Craig Band. Thank you. named tune for Gale Force Wind is by Pipe Major Robert Matheson. Then Nicol and the Band played two by Duncan MacLeod, the Glasgow Police Pipers and the Thief of Lochaber. And the fourth tune was Paddy's Leather Breeches. Our next G is Glastonbury Tour, an 8x32 bar reel by Duncan Brown. Another RSCDS dance, this time Book 47, for which Gordon Shand and his band recorded the CD in 2013. The dance was originally a jig, written for Duncan's wife Laura in 2001, and published in the ISCA Royal Golden Jubilee Collection for 2002. The lead tune, Jean's Reel, is by Bobby MacLeod.
Thank you.
Shan played 5 tunes for Glastonbury Tour. The lead tune, Jean's Reel by Bobby McLeod, then The Breakdown, The Salvation Reel by Simon Bradley, The Harsh February by Phil Cunningham, and finishing with Andy Bruhn's Reel by Ali Bain. Our first Strathspey is the Gary Strathspey by James B. Kosh, who also penned Mary's Wedding, The Irish Rover, White Heather Jig, and the four couple Strathspeys, The Winding Road and The Road to the Isles. The dance was named for Gary Blair, son of Jimmy Blair, the composer of Jigtime Polka, which is the tune for the dance. There are at least 10 distinct recordings, and this time we will hear Sandy Nixon and his band. Sandy always plays at a lick, and this was the same speed that Ian Powery would play it, but half a minute quicker than more modern recordings such as from Robert Whitehead. Jigtime Polka is listed as by Jimmy Blair and George Keenan, and the dance was the Gary Strathspey. The next jig maybe I should have saved until the end of the month, or maybe we'll have it again then. The Globe Inn was devised in 1996 by Jackie Johnston, named for the famous inn in Dumfries, where Robert Burns stayed and inscribed one of his poems on a window pane. The dance begins with ones and threes setting and turning three quarters right onto the centre line. So with the twos they form a diamond-shaped square with corner positions in second place and top and bottom of the centre line. And all dance to corners and set for 12 bars to finish diagonally opposite where you started. Threes and ones dance half a reel of four, then all three couples set and turn left hand to finish threes in place, ones and twos in the centre, ready for a pouce set. It is a dance I would like to see more popular, so I included it on the Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1, which Jim Lindsay and his band recorded in 2019. The lead tune, Tam O'Shanter, is by Ian Holmes. Globe Inn began with Tam O'Shanter by Ian Holmes. Then Jim Lindsay's band played Windmill Bastion by Muriel Johnston, The Staircase Jig by Ian Hardy, and Jackie Clark's Jig by Jim Johnston. The Foudland Hills is a mountain range in Aberdeenshire and Murrayshire, extensively quarried for slate, where in 2005 22 wind turbines were installed. Seeing these turning inspired Alison Smith to devise the triangular set reel, The Giants of Foudland, in which she uses Schiehallion reels to effect the progression. The dance begins with first couple dancing hands across with the couple nearest to them, then all set to partner and turn right hand. All the men dance right shoulder around their partner and right hand across back to place. The ladies repeat, but left shoulder and left hand, finishing facing out. 16 bars of Schiehallion reels and circle 6 hands round and back. The dance is 3x48 bars, and I have chosen Nicole McLaren playing Jill with a J for Jill Burrows. Looking forward to a good catch-up at the end of March, Jill. Kerr wrote the two tunes, Jill with a J and One for Tom, for Jill and her husband, and the recording by Nicole McLaren and the Glen Craig Band is on the Ribble Valley CD. For an 8-time Strass Bay, I was sport for choice. Gang the Same Gate for a double G, The Gentleman, The Golden Years from Book 48, or The Glasgow Highlanders from Book 2, Gypsy Dreams or Gypsy Weaver, both from the US. But I decided that since most of us are just listening, we would hear Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band playing for the Glens of Antrim, devised by Betty Smith, for Miss Nan Shaw, a founder member of the Belfast branch and member of the 1938 committee of the forerunner Belfast SCD Society. Marian Anderson recorded Glens of Antrim on the Belfast Diamond Jubilee CD, which included this dance and Drumlins of Down from the Branch's 40th anniversary book. The Green Glens of Antrim is by North, Mrs. Elizabeth Hunter by Alistair Hunter, The Coffee Bothy and Birthday Girl, both by Colin Dewar. After that restful interlude, we'll now go for the sometimes frenetic four-couple jig, The Galloping Carousel. This has become a firm favourite with my class at Stamford, where since September, newcomers outnumber original members by almost 2-1. The dance was originally published in 1991 in the Ottawa branch, 25 Dances for 25 Years, and both Bobby Brown and Alistair Hunter had made recordings for it. But it has shot to fame after its inclusion in Book 53, for which David Oswald and his band made this recording. David Oswald played Killairn by T. Green and Gordon Davidson of Bankery by Graham Mitchell. And the letter G even offers a choice of medley, but actually the choice was a no-brainer, a Gin and Tonic by Gordon Scott. Three couple longwise set, ones and twos Espagnol, ones turn corner partner to face first corners again for reels of three on opposite sides. Ones turn, cast and dance half a figure of eight up, three times in Strathspey time and three in real time. The dance is published in Three Hands Across by Burke's Hanson Surrey Border Branch in 2011, for which Ian Muir and the Cregeliki Band recorded the CD. Thank you. first Strass Bay tune for A Gin and Tonic is Michael Brown of Burnt Island by John Brown. Burnt Island is on the northern shore of the Firth of Forth, and, despite its name, is not an island. Many of the 12 true islands include Inch in their names, not Island. The two other Strass Bay tunes were Glen Cottage Hindhead by Judith Muir and Backpedalling Mudguard by Mickey Ainsworth. In real time, we heard Roxburgh Castle, The Fairy Reel, both traditional, and Billy Crabe by Bobby McLeod. To St Andrews now for Georgie's Jig by Lewis Derrick, published in their Golden Jubilee book and also published by the RSCDS in a leaflet. The dance is hectic and has a similar feel as the weathercock, so it definitely needs concentration and practice, but I like the challenge. David Cunningham and Ron Ganella recorded for St Andrews, Craig McCallum for the RSCDS, and Deirdre Adamson also included it on her Tarry a While CD. Today we'll hear the David Cunningham Trio and Ron Ganella. Westport is by Billy Anderson, and Mrs. Ross and Cave Hill are both traditional, and that was David Cunningham Trio and Ron Ganella on Platinum 70 Years of Dancing in St. Andrews CD, the same recording as was on cassette for St. Andrews Branch Golden Jubilee 1937-87. And to Australia for our last Strass Bay, Glengarry Homestead, devised by John Brenchley in 1995 when it was the venue of the inaugural Glengarry Scottish Games. And you'll all recognise Marian Anderson's recording from the Kangaroo Paw CD, which sadly is no longer available. Contact William Crawford at the Old School Shop Bewley if you want to complain. Click Go the Shears Boys and Waltzing Matilda for Glengarry Homestead. We've had a wide range of dances today, all beginning with G, but I've kept the oldest until last. General Stuart's reel was published in the Castle Mengist collection in 1749 and then by the RSCDS in Book 10. As you would expect, plenty of old recordings too. And this is from the 1976 LP, Come Scottish Country Dancing with Andrew Rankin and his band, which he recorded in conjunction with Newcastle RSCDS branch.
Thank you.
Andrew Rankin played The Stuart's Rant, Poetry Men Quickstep by James Mochlein, and The Peat Bog. And we are playing out with Glencastle Polka by the Glencastle Sound. Thanks to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH. Thanks to you all for tuning in. And join me again next week for another programme of the Sunday Class Dance. Bye!